This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, thinking about the reality of what we ought to be doing. What should we, it's always, as we get started with every hour, I think, what would we best be talking about? What should we start with? I try to determine what is a good use of your time and your ears and your head. And I think as far as this hour is concerned, I find the poll that's out, ladies, that most Americans say they want to see bipartisanship in Washington. I don't know that that's a surprise. I hope it's not a surprise. Apparently, we are all strongly interested in seeing cooperation between Republicans and Democrats. 62% say that. The rest of the world, who knows, on both sides. 71% of Americans say they prefer Republicans in Congress find ways to work with Biden. Biden has a favorable rating. Let's say, how stupid is this? A rating after he's been in office for a week. Come on.
He has ratings for everything.
I know, but...
Happens every time.
Right. And his ratings are higher than Trump at any time. Yeah, well, who cares? I don't care about that stuff. I care about what's getting done and what isn't getting done. I see that the president is scheduled to take some more executive actions. And the thing that's going on today is to reopen federal marketplaces selling the Affordable Care Act, those health plans. You know what?
This is a good one because that open enrollment.
I don't understand how any of this works.
Yes.
Open enrollment, like for me, I had to sign up for Part D of Medicare, and I had to do it before December 7th. And I've asked the question because already I found out that it's inadequate. It doesn't cover some things, and nobody gives me a good explanation as to why. I should have to pay $1,700 for a prescription for Eliquis, which I
healthcare in America.
Promptly did not do and said I wasn't going to do it, period, end of story. Now, the marketplace, so does this mean that all of us can get whatever we want whenever we want it? Is that
What it means is that if you don't have to stick to the open enrollment period, which was only usually from, like, November to the end of December or whatever.
Right,
so this means he's going to open it up so that if you don't have health insurance right now in January, you can go on to healthcare.gov and find a plan and get covered.
That's how the ACA
used to be. When it first opened, it was all year round. You could sign up. If you lost your job on a Tuesday in a random month, you could find health care. And so he's reopening that.
How does this relate to the state programs? Jennifer, Brendan was on the California state plan, and I'm trying to remember what he ran into.
I was on the New York one.
You were. It was a headache. I remember that. I was on the New York one.
My brother is on the New Jersey one. The coverage is fine. It's better than what I have. Truthfully, it's better than what I have now through my husband's company because we have a $5,000 deductible and it covers basically nothing. So the Obamacare was better, but it was more expensive. That's the problem.
It's not
cheap. It's too expensive.
In California, it's not cheap. And the open enrollment periods, maybe this will change it. But, yeah, they do exist, right? At least when they first started, they opened everything up because they were trying to get people on the plan. But the reason it's so expensive is because the Obama administration, when they put this together, banked on young people getting insurance. And young people aren't getting it. So it's always going to be
expensive. Brendan stopped paying for his. He had it for a while, but it didn't do anything really.
I got news for you. Okay. Brendan isn't considered young anymore. I'm talking about this plan.
Thank you. I'll pass
well,
that
no,
on.
I mean, he's my age. He's a little older than me. I would love to say that I would be considered one of the young ones they're looking for, but they were banking on 20-somethings getting
insurance.
People going
off their parents, right, and then transferring. Yeah. How long kids covered? Is it till 25 now?
Six, I think, isn't it?
26,
26,
yeah.
I think that's right. Yep, exactly. All right, we're in this pew. Pfizer and Moderna's vaccine trials found that they were about 95% effective in preventing the infections from COVID. But, and there's a big But the studies did not measure whether a person who had been vaccinated is less likely to infect somebody else. So until the studies...
Yeah, you can be a
carrier. Yeah, right. So this is the and a good argument for masking up, as far as I'm concerned. I think there are a lot of good arguments for masking up, but this is one of them. Okay, so the vaccine protects you, but it doesn't protect other people. Right. And that's what has been kind of lost in the translation here.
It is. Like
But if I can't get it, how can I give it?
You can't because
it means you won't get the symptoms. You won't
well,
have.
But
you
she
won't
had
experience.
It already.
Oh, right, right, right. Yeah, I forgot about that.
So is what she's suggesting is should I bother to wear a mask? If I can't give it to anybody, then why would I wear a mask? I think that's
the question. Well, essentially, if we're treating Jen as if she were inoculated, then yes, the answer is yes, you can still spread it to other people, even though it won't affect you.
But she's
was at the
had
doctor's, right, but it's the, but right, but when you get the vaccine, it's the same thing as if you had it. So
but to spread it, but here's the thing. This has been my question all the time, and I'm not presuming that anybody will know. But the question I ask out loud is if to spread it you have to have it, and I can't get it, then why would I have to still worry?
Because you can be a silent carrier of it,
but you still have to be positive. You still have to get the virus in your body.
You're not a carrier
without having the virus.
Yeah, that's a pretty good question.
Right, but the dangerous part, though, is that we don't know the levels of each individual person's antibodies. And so every single person is going to have probably a different response. If you had a really severe case, maybe you have more antibodies. If you had a very mild case, maybe you have fewer. That's like the big X factor that no one knows. I was at the doctor's office last week, and they made it very clear that everyone in the office has gone through their, you know, both rounds of the vaccine, and everyone was safe, and they let one patient in at a time, the whole thing. But my doctor said, I said, do you have to still wear a mask? And he said, absolutely. He said, there's way too much unknown. And he said, even people who had it, and this was, you know, his opinion, this is one doctor's opinion, but he said, even people who have had it can still be carrying it and just not present. They're asymptomatic. So if you've already had it, you're not getting tested, right? So
no,
how would you know?
I've actually been tested after I had it.
Right,
so,
but I'm saying it's been months since you've had it.
I guess this is it. If they're telling us, like, forget me that's already had it. For someone who hasn't had it and is going to get the vaccine, you're getting it so that you don't get the virus again. If you don't get the virus again, then you're not going to pass it on to people. And that, to me, makes me feel like a lot of this stuff is still about control rather than about science. I mean, I think it's kind of laughable that we went from not wearing masks to wearing one mask, and now they want us to wear 12 masks. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense.
Double up for safety. All right, but the good thing here is, if you look at the numbers from the last week or so, the cycles, if we go back a month or you go back a year, the up and the down, the rapid up and the rapid down, the leveling off, the falling, yada, yada, yada. Well, the situation now in our country, very sharp drops occurring. Bigger declines here than anywhere else. And that's in terms of percentages as much as anything else. Numbers of people, percentages in comparison to, let's say, Canada, or you go over to Asia or Western Europe. We spiked very high for the last, two, 3 months, and now the cases have gone down.
Most of that spike for the country came from California. A lot of the numbers came from California.
Yep, they sure did. So, but the new cases this past week down 35% from last week. And the week
I wonder if part of that, though, is because people have stopped getting testing because they're waiting to get the vaccine.
Nah, I think it's herd immunity. I think it's
pretty the reason I'm saying this is because myself, I used to get tested every single week. I personally have not been tested in over a month because now there's a vaccine, and so I'm on the list. I'm waiting to get the vaccine, but in the meantime, I'm staying away from my parents. You know, I'm wearing a mask, and all of my friends who used to be vigilant about getting tested every week, none of them get tested anymore. Well, so I think that there's a big drop in once the vaccine news hit, people are like, okay, I don't need to get tested so much. I think
100 million, almost a third of the population of the country has had the virus. I find that interesting because I don't know anybody except Jennifer who's actually had it. Well, that's not true. I was in a store the other day in a garage where the place was shut down practically because everybody was home. One guy had the virus, so they just quarantined everybody. But I think
just
there
be
are
careful
more
with
people
grocery stores. There's
wearing
so many
masks.
Cases coming from grocery
right.
stores.
Yeah.
Right
well,
now.
They should be. They're the ones next in line. Ag workers, food workers are supposed to be yeah. getting the shots in the next week or so. I'm supposed to. I haven't seen a schedule yet, but let's hope that that takes place. 24 million people so far have had the shot, for those of you who like details. Speaking of details and drugs and the vaccines, our DJV download that's up there today at djvshow.com, we talk about who ought to share the Nobel Prize. I think we've decided that nobody should get it until they see if the vaccine actually will have done good things in a dozen years or so. And then we talk about this talk show host who was fired because he was a right-winger and none of the lefties would come on his program. Kelly Clarkson beating Ellen in the ratings. We talk about that. And then the ladies sound off on their feelings about Drew Barrymore and her talk program. So that and a lot of other discussions. Help yourself to the DJV download at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Here's something really exciting. Ebans, E-B-A-N-S. You're going to hear me talking a lot, Victoria talking a lot, Jennifer talking a lot about Ebans Bakehouse because of the cookies and the bread. Exceptional baked goods and treats from Ebans Bakehouse flying off the shelves around the country. Now you can get yours directly by going to Ebans Bakehouse. EbansBakehouse.com, where their specialty is making cookies. Victoria says, oh, well, you're not going to talk about the bread. You're going to talk about the cookies because that's what you like. Well, she's kind of right about that. But they use only the best products no matter what they're baking. Grass-fed butter from the Amish country, range-free chickens, gluten-free, no worries, taste fabulous. Get them for all of your friends and family. EbansBakehouse.com. When you're checking out, make sure you use the discount code DJV.
2021 is the perfect time to add a healthy new habit to your daily wellness routine. Good nasal hygiene. We all know there's bad stuff in the air. Allergens, bacteria, viruses, and that some of it's very dangerous. So what can you do to protect yourself? Well, you can clean your nose with Navage. Your nose is the body's air filter, and with Navage, you help your body defend itself by flushing out the crud and germs. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the world's only nose cleaner with powered suction. Navage is easy to use, affordable, and it has over 40,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Join millions of Navage users to relieve congestion and allergies, breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. At Navage.com, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, Target, and Rite Aid. You wash your hands and brush your teeth every day. Let 2021 be the year you start cleaning your nose with Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life. Navage.
All right, you'll all be happy to know that the Russians are at it again. The Moscow police now have arrested Alexei Navalny's brother. What's his offense? Being Alexei Navalny's brother?
Probably.
No? His name is Oleg. And so he's there. There's a lot of stuff. The video, this is what's stirring up the troops are getting pretty antsy. I've told you that. We've had this as a thread through the program this week, how much unrest there is in both Russia and China, and the international news media is not covering it at all. But yet they're all
I've
over.
I've seen it on BBC.
Have you?
I watch BBC News all the time.
Right,
yeah,
that'd be a good place to see it. What are they saying on BBC about the Chinese and the unrest there and what's going on with the study of the Wuhan virus and some of the things we were talking about, I think, yesterday and the day before with regard to the cities being closed down, provinces being shut off.
Some is home video, you know, some cell phone video. Kind
on
of,
BBC
you know,
News?
Some cell phone. I haven't seen a lot of China, of the virus Wuhan stuff on BBC, but more, you know, investigation is happening in the World Health Organization and swabbing people and things like that. But on the Russia stuff, though, it's more focus on them. Yeah. There are thousands. I mean, there were like 10,000 people that were out protesting. They arrested 4,000 of them.
In Russia?
That's a lot of people. Yeah, in Russia.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Protesting to get Navalny out of jail.
They're really ticked off about a whole bunch of stuff. You know what they say about power? It corrupts. 21 after the hour.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's 23 after the hour here on the DJV program. Social media time for this hour. Jay Kirshner shines with Victoria and Jennifer and Doug. One of the things I would like to have people remember is this continuing promo. You can find the information out on our Facebook page at DJV Show. The new Works 12-volt multifunction jump starter. I've used this twice in the past week because it's been cold here and it's hard to get things started on the farm. So one of my guys ran off the road with a truck, and so I had to go rescue him yesterday, and it was just about dark. And we were trying to figure out, because one of the lines, the gas line or hydraulic line or something broke, so I was under the truck with this light trying to figure out what the problem was. And I saw the broken line, but I couldn't quite figure out what it was to. But still, having this little light, and then we had to jump start the truck, and this thing did a magnificent job. You won't believe it until you use it. It's so small. The jump starting of cars. This you can use it 30 times before you need to recharge it. 12-volt batteries and motorcycles, ATVs, lawn. You can jump anything. It's a two-way charger for cell phones, too, and tablets and small electronic devices. 5 work light, flashlight, and emergency light combinations. It's called the Works Multifunction Jump Starter. The Works. Find what's, make it work for you. Try one of these puppies out. You get them at works.com, W-O-R-X.com, and you can see and read all about it on our Facebook page. All right, speaking of that, how are we doing on our question, Jay, whether or not people think that staying at home or whether or not staying at home parents ought to get a stipend? How's that going?
People have strong feelings about it.
Good. And?
And Helen Tarr says, no. The question asked is, really, should my tax dollars go to a stay-at-home parent? If someone wants to stay home, great, but address your spouse's income and your expenses prior to having children. Kay Harrod believes if you choose to have children and stay at home, which she has chosen to do, then that's on you. Joanne Cloughley says, no, you should not get allowance and allowance.
So it's mostly women who are commenting on this. Is that what we are?
Matt Hansen, no. There's all kinds of comments. Matt Hansen says, yes, his wife had to go on extended leave from her job to homeschool their 5 and 7-year-olds, mm-hmm. and his work schedule did not allow for his wife to go get a night job. adding that their bills didn't change in 2020, even though the household income was forced to. And Nick Jenkins says, and I feel like this is a sarcastic comment, so I'm going to read it as such. Here's an idea. Let's give every child $2,000 the day they are born and then $2,000 every year until they die just because, hey, you're alive. You deserve it. Then let's all just stay at home and collect our checks because reality is so last month.
All right. That's interesting.
Yeah, that guy's a happy dude.
Yeah. Well, again, it does get out of hand. And, you know, I think there's a difference. There's a difference between people who have lost their job because of COVID and they're having these extra expenses and they've got a kid to take care of, and that makes a difference. But people who just choose to be stay-at-home moms should not be subsidized by the government to do that. That is a choice that they're making.
Socialism. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Socialism.
I agree with that, Jen. Yeah, socialism. A stay-at-home parent, if you choose to stay at home and not also work from home, like, that's on you. That nobody owes you money for that. You shouldn't be paid for taking care of your child. And also, parents... custodial parents who live with their kids and take care of their kids, you are taking care of your child. You're not watching your child. You're not the babysitter.
It's your job. That's your job. All right.
A lot of women, let's be honest, a lot of women, you know, they go to college for the MRS degree, you know, so they should not be getting a check on top of that.
MRS degree?
The Mrs. degree to get married.
Oh.
Okay.
I've never heard of that.
All right, we're asking question number two about Valentine's Day. Is it too early to plan? What are you getting from that? That's Valentine's Day around the corner.
Yeah, that's a new post. So it's up there, Facebook, Twitter. What are you doing? Do you have plans? Do you not celebrate Valentine's Day? Weigh in at DJV Show, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
All right, and there's still some trailing stuff from yesterday. But as I said, we like to freshen it up every day and have different people participate. So just feel free to jump in. It's the more the merrier, the fewer the better fair, as the song used to go. So check it out at DJV Show, Twitter, Facebook, the whole schlemiel there. I want to talk about spouses in a little bit when we come back in the other half of the bottom of the hour. This is the DJV.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden is expected to sign an executive order Thursday aimed at getting more Americans signed up for health care by reopening Obamacare. Regular enrollment through healthcare.gov is usually the last 6 weeks of the year. The special enrollment period will run from February through May, the White House said in a release. Pakistan's Supreme Court on Thursday ordered the release of a Pakistani man convicted and later acquitted in the gruesome beheading of American journalist Daniel Pearl back in 2002. A California X-ray technician died earlier this month just 4 days after receiving his second dose of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. 60-year-old Tim Zook died at UC Irvine Medical Center on January 9th after falling ill. The cause of death has not been determined, but family members say Tim gets symptoms 2.5 hours after a vaccine. That's a reaction. What else could have happened? This is USA Radio News.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
The first private space station crew was introduced Tuesday. Three men, who are each paying $55 million to fly on a SpaceX rocket, will be the first Americans to pay for a ride. Russia has been selling seats to the ISS since 2001. Larry Connor, Michael Lopez Alegria, Mark Paffey, Eden Stibble will need to pass medical tests and get 15 weeks of training. The trip is scheduled for next January. President Biden's pick to head up the Energy Department has a big history in alternative energies. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
President Biden's pick to lead the Energy Department, Jennifer Granholm, has disclosed millions of dollars in stock options across a broad spectrum of businesses, including more than $1 million in an electric vehicle and battery maker set to go public later this year. In her ethics agreement filed with the financial disclosure, the former two-term governor of Michigan says she plans to sell her vested stock options as soon as possible, but no later than 180 days after she's confirmed. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
With the news that Tomb Raider is the latest video game to get a Netflix show, the franchise joins the planned live-action Assassin's Creed series on the streamer. Ubisoft and Netflix first announced they were working together in June of 2019 on distribution of the Moody adaptation of The Division. What the news does, it makes clear just how much Netflix is banking on video game adaptations to give it an edge in the streaming wars. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Back in the fold here for the Thursday, January 28th, 29th, and 30th. It's the DJV program. Hi, I'm Doug Steffen, a mild-mannered reporter for a great Metropolitan Daily newspaper who has gone up into the sky, and that's what is so wonderful at radio. Up in the sky we go, and into your ears we go. And so we're working with Jennifer and Victoria and Jay, their best efforts to determine what's the right use of our time here. And I think a useful discussion could be had about this terror alert. Some of these extremists, is this overkill? Is this overfocus? I mean, we're done with the, I think there's just too much hype here. I think there's a
lot
of... Well,
I think the concern is around the impeachment trial, but I don't think there's much to that anymore because he's going to be acquitted. So what's the point of protesting or storming the Capitol again if... You know, your guy's going to get acquitted anyway. What's the point?
Yeah, but I also just point out, just from the other side of the aisle, that these domestic terror alerts, and I think they should be taken seriously. Don't get me wrong. If there's, if there's stuff that they have, intelligence that they have, that people are going to cause trouble or cause violence, they should take it seriously no matter what side it comes from. But every single night, I mean, since Biden was elected, before that, every single night in the summer, federal buildings being destroyed, ICE headquarters being tackled, police cars being burned down, police precincts being burned down. Why is that not domestic terror?
It is.
Well, those people were arrested. It is.
Not most people. No, most people that were arrested were bailed out of jail by groups working for Kamala Harris and for Joe Biden.
They still have court dates. There were like 10,000 people arrested in participating in those things, and a lot of them weren't even doing anything wrong. They had to all work through the court systems.
Yeah. Well, and that's the same argument that a lot of the people that were caught at the Capitol are making, that they were the
right, but that's like, what, 100 people have been arrested? I mean, it's thousands.
That is true. Most of the people who were there on either side were there peacefully protesting. But there were some jerkleburgers who went way beyond where they ought to have gone. You talk about herd immunity. This is follow the leader. Let's go in and make some noise or make a mess or do whatever because the other guys are doing it. So we'll do it too.
I just think we need to be really consistent about condemning all of it because it's all really bad.
You're fighting an uphill battle, Jennifer, because the news media doesn't report it that way, don't see it that way.
I'm just saying 10,000 people, and it was probably even more than that, were arrested all throughout 2020
but there was violence. The reason that number is so high is because there was violence in multiple cities almost every single night. I mean, we remember that in Portland and Seattle, they were given room to peacefully protest. Remember the governor? So this is the summer of love. There's nothing going on here until three people died.
But what's the point? We're all saying the same thing. 10,000 people were arrested for doing that. 100 people have been arrested from the Capitol. They're all away. Just because they got bailed out, that means they made bail.
Where was the domestic terror alert for them? And the answer was it didn't exist. And it didn't exist because there are a lot of people who think...
A lot of politics. Yeah. There's a lot of politics at play here. No question about that. And it is...
Well, it'll come down to the sentencing, so let's see what the courts do with it all.
Meanwhile, yesterday we were talking about the auto industry and the electric cars, and the response from the auto manufacturing industry is kind of interesting. A lot of people who are like General Motors, and Ford's not too big into it, although they're working in that direction. But General Motors has a really big plan when it comes to electric vehicles. And apparently the leaders of a couple of these companies have said this is going to be great for business. We're going to hire a lot of new people, more jobs in the auto industry. And it also, because some of these things, not only electric cars, but how we can better and more efficiently build homes. The construction industry right now, whether you realize it or not, is booming. You can't find somebody to come work on your house because they're out framing a new house, or they're putting siding on a house, or they're putting plumbing in the house, or they're electric. It's just amazing. Wherever you go, there's building. And you just wonder, is that because we have a lot more people that we have pent up or whatever, or is it because we're going to legalize 11 million immigrants and they got to have a place to live? Where they live now.
That's the reason behind new construction. I live in a resort community where, I mean, it looks like South Beach all up and down the Jersey Shore where I live. These are multi-million dollar apartments. This is not for illegal immigrants who need a home. That's not what's driving this.
I think there's a lot of stuff.
Really? The illegal immigrants are going to pay $6 million for a one-bedroom apartment?
No, but that's exaggerating it. There are a lot of people who need places to stay. And they could be a $400 a month apartment. These places are being built,
too. That's not what's being built.
Oh, yeah, it is in the inner city.
Not around where I am.
Where I am, they're building a lot of housing downtown on the other side of town in the really poor rent district. And they're put up, some kind of... One of the reasons that people have stayed away from, or government has stayed away from in the last 15, 20 years, public housing, because when you put people into public housing, they usually destroy it. There's city after city after city after city. Chicago, they put up a whole, they're like 1,000 units, and in 2 or 3 years they were destroyed because the people that lived in them didn't give a damn. They'd have to pay for it. They're just there. It's really, really, really disgraceful, some of that stuff that goes on. But
Sure I told you my story, but there's, in Los Angeles, one of the things that they make the argument about with the homeless crisis is that it's a housing shortage. Well, there's the type of construction going on that Victoria's describing in L.A., and then there's the type of construction going on that you're describing in Los Angeles. And from the government... its perspective, we passed Proposition, County Measure HHH in Los Angeles, which was supposed to give money to build structures. They were supposed to have 10,000 structures built by this time. They've done 250. And the median cost for each of these structures for homeless people to have shelter, $745,000 a unit.
My God, how you don't throw everybody in public life out of office in Los Angeles County or in the state of California. My God, what a disgrace.
Did you see, but speaking of that, did you see, and this is the opposite end of the $700,000, which is like, that just sounds like that's a bunch of contracts that went to friends and brothers-in-law. And
yeah,
like,
plenty, that of, just that. Sounds, plenty yeah. of that goes on in Los Angeles, that's
but
for sure.
But I don't know if you guys saw this story. It's kind of interesting. Business Insider did a really interesting take on, you know, tiny homes have become like a real a trend.
Yes.
But like
oh,
high-end.
I saw that.
Like
yeah, yeah,
high-end
yeah.
tiny homes. Did you
yeah.
see the one, the company called Pallet? They're $5,000 prefab tiny homes that can be set up in 30 minutes,
yeah.
and they can go in any in
bedroom
any
and
yeah. Yeah, yeah, I mean, it's for $5,000, and when you look at them, like, they're really cool looking.
They are,
so,
very
like,
cool.
So, like, you don't need to
yeah.
spend $700,000.
Well, I was looking to build a little place like that on the farm so that I could have, that when the, some of the workers wanted to stay overnight and not have to go to their home, which is an hour or more away, that we have a nice bunk for them.
Right,
be,
right.
Yeah, yeah, that's perfect for that sort of thing. The number of sharks seems to be a concern.
Say it like you mean it, New Englander.
What?
It's a shark. Come on.
A shark tank. Populations have declined by 71% in the last 40 years, according to a new study. The research looks at rays as well as sharks. Stingrays, is that what they are? Yeah, the stingrays.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Three quarters of that. So what is the, what, why? What's making, what's causing, are they, I remember 30 years ago, 40 years ago, talking on the air about how some of these no-good SOBs would kill the sharks just to take the fin
yes.
for shark fins. Then they throw the shark back in the water.
Yeah, and they do that in China still. That's the shark fin soup.
Of course
soup.
They do in China.
Yeah, yeah, it's some ridiculous, you know, superstition thing. It's horrible.
Yeah.
But and that's shark culling. And a lot of people have, you know, Greenpeace and Oceana, a lot of people and groups have been really trying to crack down on that. That's actually not even the problem. It's just overall overfishing. And the sharks, you know, the fewer the fish that they eat when
have
the
you
boats
ever tasted
come along
shark?
Trolling.
Anybody
no.
tasted shark? What does it taste like? Anybody?
I don't know.
Jay, you ever taste shark?
I had it so long ago from a restaurant in Cleveland,
like,
and I feel like it
chicken?
Was good.
I think mako is the only shark that people eat, right?
It was special, and I was feeling
yeah.
froggy and got it.
All I know about mako is that's where
good.
You get your car painted cheap. 43. Half of the hour. You got to think about that one a little bit. It's M-A-I-C-O. The Ken Kronhaus visitation this week on DJV Health Show starts with a conversation about controversies with the vaccines. Ken has his own take on the new vaccines, the ones that are good, maybe not so good, mutations. We talk about that. He explains how they are. Well, this has been, we've tried to explain this three or four times. I think I'm now finally getting the mRNA protocol stuff. You can get that explained if you want to get that information. And regular flu shots, do you need them or not? A lot of people are not getting them that used to get them because they don't think they need them. Dr. Ken reports. Lots of great health information. Check it all out every week at DJV Health Show or wherever you get your podcasts.
The past 4 years have shown us that social media companies like Twitter and Facebook have become the new nanny state. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. Over the past few years, the far left has demonstrated that they are not too fond of the First Amendment. Some have suggested passing laws that would change America's approach to free speech, but Twitter and Facebook have already been implementing the far left's anti-free speech agenda. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg altered the platform's algorithm after Election Day to promote establishment media outlets like CNN and others, while suppressing conservative-leaning news sites. A few weeks before the election, Twitter suppressed a New York Post story about Hunter Biden's shady business dealings with China. By censoring conservatives on their platforms, they want to ensure that users are exposed to leftist ideas over conservative ideas. Their biased censorship practices are already making Marxism into a reality, without the government. Learn more at libertynation.com. Conservative news, where truth matters.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com. After the hour here on the DJV program, we've had a lot of conversation, and it's sort of showing up on the social media about whether spouses ought to get paid for staying home and taking care of children, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. National Spouses Day, I think it was earlier this week, but we missed it on the calendar, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
Created in 1984, the foundation comes from the idea of showing thanks to your partner. So, and this isn't a Valentine's Day kind of thing. This isn't about romance. This is about what you do and bring to the table. And I think that's what started the conversation, frankly, about pay on National Spouses Day. That whole business about equal pay surfaced. And that's what's been going on the last couple of days. According to scientific research, 20 minutes of holding hands with your partner or cuddling can release hormones that leave you happier and feeling good. So, Jay, when you're there breastfeeding Mac, are you holding your husband's hand?
Nope, because he's formula fed.
Oh, that's right, too. Yeah, you told me that's right, too. You didn't breastfeed him.
Yeah, no, we, I mean,
also
we did
a weird, creepy question. Apologies, Jay.
No, you know what? Once you have a baby, all of that is just out the window. Everything is free, open.
Romance.
I mean, you don't realize it, but you're Winnie the Pooh in it for like an entire week. But my husband, it's his love
language.
Does
that mean you're not wearing pants? What does that mean?
Yeah, when you're having a baby, it's not like you see in the movies where the doctor is creeping underneath a blanket.
Pants?
Like, it's a free-for-all. It's a show.
Okay.
But no, my husband's love language is touch. So that's how, you know, I'll rub his feet or we will hold hands or whatever. My love language is acts of, you know, doing things. Do things so I don't have to.
Nice. Very
yeah,
nice.
So we do hold hands.
Yeah, good.
My love language is let me take a nap.
Yeah, leave me alone. I'm taking a nap. Yeah. 2 million people get married every year in the U.S.
No, and most of them are Pamela Anderson, apparently.
Right. 17% have been married before.
That was just January.
I thought the number was higher than that, frankly, for people having been married before, because the divorce rate is, what, 64% or something now of all marriages end in divorce?
Yeah.
That's something. So maybe that makes National Spouses Day a little less valuable, if you will. All right, so we've got the domestic doomsday clock working for us. Guess how much time is left, boys and girls? Between now and the end of the next commercial break, we're all going to be dead. At least according to the bulletin from these atomic...
Can we not say that?
What?
Well. Set the karma out.
We have 100 seconds, according to the Doomsday Clock, 100 seconds left till midnight, and at midnight, it all goes away. Kaboom. But that's the same as it was last year, right? That hasn't changed. It was, you know, there's all kinds of stuff that they build this on. There actually is a group, and there's a CEO of the atomic scientist called Rachel Bronson. She's the CEO, and she says the pandemic has functioned as a wake-up call to keep us from going down the wrong roads. I thought that was kind of interesting, don't you think? Pandemic has actually done something good for humanity in that way. 10 before the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Question for Dr. Ken on the DJV Health program. Focus on you and your health and questions you have for Dr. Ken. Here's somebody who wants to know about alcohol and whether or not it plays a role in things that are, well, I mean, obviously on its own it'll kill you. But also it seems to, according to some of the late research, it affects cancer rates. You want to be more specific about that, Ken?
Absolutely. There's a report this week where it actually shows beyond any doubt that alcohol causes a fraction of the cancers that we see. Alcohol plays a significant role in cancer cases and deaths in America. On average, drinking accounted for almost 5% of cancer cases and over 3% of cancer deaths, or about 75,000 cancer cases and nearly 19,000 cancer deaths a year from 2013 to 2016, the most recently collected data. So the key is, guys, when you exceed two drinks per day, women, when you exceed one drink per day, you're not doing it for your health. And now we know it causes cancer.
It's against your health, if anything. Wow, another reason not to spend a lot of time with a bottle. Somebody wants to know what is normal in terms of blood sugar ranges. I don't know if we get into the weeds too much with this or not, but what's normal blood sugar supposed to be? How do you get it down if you have numbers that are too high? You know, that sort of question. That's something you and I have talked about.
Sure, sure. So when you measure your blood sugar, it's very important you know when the last time you had a meal, because the blood sugar, if you want to measure it comparatively and accurately, you're supposed to fast for 12 hours in terms of taking in any food or anything other than water. And that number normally should be under 100, between 100 and 124. We call it pre-diabetes, and 125 and above is diabetes. So if you get your blood drawn and you just had a meal a few hours ago, your blood sugar is going to be much higher, and these numbers that I just quoted don't apply to you. These are fasting blood sugar numbers, whether you have diabetes or not. And in fact, now we use hemoglobin A1C, which is almost a three-month average of your blood sugars, and you don't have to fast for a hemoglobin A1C, something nice. You also asked me, how do you reduce blood sugar? You know, you don't actually cut back sugar. You cut back white flour. The body converts white flour into blood glucose, and that's what you measure. You want, if your blood sugar is too high, you want to cut down on the white flour and get into an exercise program when the doctor says it's okay, because you want to get down to ideal body weight.
So, in a manner of speaking, those who are like me that have gluten problems and stay away from the flours, the white flours and stuff, because we're allergic to it, that's good for us, even though we may not think about it or hadn't thought about it that way. You're staying away from the carbs that cause the sugar numbers to go way up. Is that
the simple carbohydrates? That's exactly correct. The complex carbohydrates like whole grains, which some of the gluten people have trouble with also, those are actually, unless you have a gluten issue, are very healthy for all of us, the whole grains.
Mm-hmm. All right, something to think about. All right, somebody wanted to know about the best vitamins to keep your hair. I don't know if they were looking at pictures of George Bush or Garth Brooks without their hair, losing their hair. Maybe that's where that came from. But that's a good question. Do you have, what vitamin routine might you want to be on if you want to keep a good head of hair?
Well, I would just take a good multivitamin, eat a healthy diet. It has been stated that that biotin, iron, vitamin C, vitamin D, and zinc help keep your hair. How good the science is, I'm not sure. Just eat a good healthy diet and make sure that you don't have any severe supplement issue. Like you're not anemic. Talk to your general primary care doctor about it. When they do your routine lab work, they'll check to make sure that you're not deficient significantly.
Got it. Last question. Will daily exercise delay the need for me to have knee replacement surgery?
That depends on how severe your issue is. That's on a case-by-case basis. Physical therapy will sometimes help. Talk to the orthopedic doctor, but that's what orthopedic surgeons make their decision based on a case-by-case basis when to go to the next step.
Well, certainly weight loss would take the stress off of your joints. And
Weight loss helps everything.
Yep. All right.
Physical therapy
often
helps.
Heard it here first. Questions for Dr. Ken on DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.